is like B1.
Huh?
Gemara is probably B1.
Yeah, we're okay. When Nun Zayin Amid Beis, all the way down where the wide lines are. Okay, all the way down where the wide lines are, the top, the first of the wide lines. Okay, Gemara says like this: He gives man velinistim. Remember, we learned the Mishnah said like this: You give a girl a psula 12 months to get married. If the day comes, he doesn't get married, it's his fault, he has to support her, and so on and so forth. So then the Mishnah also continued and said that if he's a Kohen, Rav Tarfon says he could give her everything Truma, Rabbi Kiva says 50-50. Okay? Tomorrow's now we're going to discuss this concept at greater length. But because he's obligated to feed her, and let me just say one more introduction like we learned last week. Based on supply and demand, truma is cheaper than all other foods. Truma can only be eaten by a kohen. So nobody could buy truma. Okay, so there's a lot of truma and nobody buying it. Only kohenim could buy it. So for a kohen, truma is cheap. He buys it cheap because he can eat truma. If he's not a popular kohen, he could buy truma for very cheap. Now he wants to give this girl that he was supposed to marry, and he didn't marry her yet, but he has to feed her. So if he's a kohen, he wants to give her truma. So Reb Tarfon says he can feed her 100% truma. Reb Akiva says 50-50. What's the problem? What's the concept over here? When she's tamei, when a woman is tamei every month, a person who's tamei can't eat truma. Now, so what's she going to do with this truma? She's going to have to sell it for cheap, right? And then she won't have a lot of money from it to buy regular food. Because if the guy gives her a crate of truma, right? So when she's tahora, the Mishnah said she could eat it. Even though she's not a kohen, but the fact that she's supposed to be married to him and she had kedushin already. Remember, there was kedushin already. So, she's not gonna, so for him, it's better just to give her truma. It's cheaper for him. The problem is she's gonna have to take this truma for 2 weeks a month, whatever, and sell it and buy regular food that she's not gonna get a good deal with. So the Tarfon says, tough, you can give her all of truma. The Begiva says no, 50-50. Okay, that's what the Gemara said, the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara says like this. Amr Ula said like this. Dvar Teiro, Min HaTeiro, Arusa Bas Yisrael, an Arusa who's basically a Bas Yisrael, who's engaged to a Kohen, had Kedusha with a Kohen, Al Pi Teiro, Echelos B'Truma, Shikri Truma. Even though they're not married yet, Al Pi Din, even if she's living in her father's house, where the husband's not obligated to support her, she's allowed to eat truma. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "The kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspei." If a kohen will acquire, over there means a slave. If a kohen will acquire a person for money, right? If a kohen has an eved can eat truma. Even eved kanani, by the way, if a kohen can eat truma. So the Gemara says. And listen, the guy acquired the woman also. He gave him money for kedushin. He acquired her. So technically, minatayra, she can eat truma even in her father's house. She can eat truma, right? Because she's in, at kedushin. Why did the chacham say, this rabbinic, that she's not allowed to eat truma until she gets married or the day of the wedding came and the guy didn't marry her? Because they will pour a cup of truma wine for her in her father's house, and she'll forget and give it to her brothers and sister, who are not koyanim, and not kedushin with a koyan. So in other words, the chum say like this, minateira, once a guy does, a koyan does kedushin with a girl, she could eat truma. Whether she's home or not, doesn't matter. Right away. Chachamim said you can't. Why? Because if she's still home by the father, and they eat together. So she'll have a cup of truma. We'll take wine of truma, and then she'll give it to her brothers, his sisters, or father for that matter, who are not koyanim. So it's a gzeira midrabanan, so to speak. So yochi. So then the Gemara asks, 1 minute. If that's the case, he gives manvelin is tsunami. So if the time came for the wedding, and he didn't marry her yet, so she's still living at home. So why does the Mishnah say she could eat truma then? If we're afraid she might give it to her brothers and sisters and father, yeah? So why is she allowed to eat truma if the day of the wedding came and the guy didn't marry her? So the Mishnah said he can give her truma. Why? So Gemara says, no, Hassan is interesting answer. The Gemara says, Duchta miyachtala. Once the day of the wedding comes, the groom has to give her a special house to live. Not he has to, he does. Why? It's very interesting the way... if she lives still at home, right, when he gives her money for food, she's going to share it with her family. She'll run out of food. He'll have to give her more food. Right? So the guy said, 1 minute. Yeah, I have to feed you, but I'm not going to feed you in your parents' home where everybody's going to eat. I'm going to get you your own apartment where only you are going to eat, and I'll support you. I'm not interested in supporting your entire...
Huh? Money,
no, after the date came. The year's up. He was supposed to marry her. He didn't. So the Mishnah said he has to support her, right? So Gemar said, but if she's still living at home, why aren't we afraid she'll feed her brothers and sisters? So the Mishnah says no. The Gemar says, because no, he gets her a separate house.
That's more money, then.
Nah, rent was cheap. It wasn't LA then. It was
and
cheap.
And have to front a shed and...
No, whatever.
To some degree, yeah.
So the Gemara says like this, if that's the case, Ela Meyato, Lee could Kain, Lee Yisrael, a Kain is working as a farmhand for a Yisrael. Okay, a Kain weren't allowed to get jobs. They worked at a farm whose owner was a Yisrael. Yeah? Now, then if he's a Kain, he could eat truma, right? But why are you afraid he's going to share it with the other workers and with the boss and people who are not koyanim?
He knows the law.
Is it quiet? Huh? No. But the Gemara, maybe the Yisrael's family will come to eat his truma with him.
But he's the koyan. He knows how to.
But maybe they'll come and eat it by mistake. You're right. They're both of you saying the same thing. But the Gemara answers something else. They feed him from their own food. They're going to eat his food. The boss has to feed the worker. So the worker doesn't feed the boss. So the worker is a kohen. We're not afraid he's going to give food to the boss because the boss has to feed him. Right? But here, the wife is going to feed her family. I mean, you know, it's a whole different story. Okay.
Also, giving a home doesn't help. Maybe her sister comes over there, brothers.
No, that the Gemara didn't go visiting that much.
No?
No.
You're out of town.
Could she stay with his mom? At her mom's house? And he...
Could, if she wants. Anyway, so this is one opinion of the Gemara. One opinion of the Gemara says... In other words, everybody agrees with Ula, by the way, that a Bas Kayan, a Bas Yisrael who had Kedusha with a Kayan could really eat Truma. Why did Chum say no? Because Kol's man, as long as she lives at home, she might give the family. Okay, that's one opinion. The Gemara says like this, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda says another reason. Mishum Simfin. Because Simfin literally means something that annulment or cancellation. Means like this. It's possible, and this is another interesting concept. You know, normally in Yiddishkeit you can't annul a marriage. You can't annul once there's tradition, you can't just annul it. You need to get a get. I mean, you can't just annul marriage like Lahavdo the Goyimdo. But the Gemara says that sometimes you could annul a marriage. Or a Kedushin. when he found out blemishes that she has that he didn't know about. Okay? The Gemara is going to discuss this at great length now. So Rav Yudah Mishmul says another reason. I mean, Rav Shmuel by Yudah. The reason is maybe something will come. What are you going to do? You're going to let this go because she had Kedushin, eat Truma because she's going to get married. And she, right? But what happens if something happens a few months down the road before the wedding and they annul the marriage, the Kedushin? That means for the last 4 months, she was eating Truma that she wasn't allowed to eat. She could only eat Truma because she belongs to the Kohen. Right? Because she belongs to the Kohen. But if you annul the marriage, she never belonged to the Kohen. It was a fake news.
She wouldn't get Truma anyway.
Huh?
She's...
No, but if you say...
He's not going to send it to him if he's done, finished.
No. Min ha-teira. As soon as the Kedushin happens, she could eat Truma. Yes? Chacham said you can't. Why? I did the Kedushin. So the first opinion says, because she'll feed her brothers. This opinion says no. Something might happen that they'll annul the Kedushin, which means, by the way, it's annulled retroactively. The Kedushin, from the time of the Kedushin, becomes null and void. Not like a get. You know, if you give the get, okay, the get's only from here on, but now, until now, she belonged to him. But if you annul the marriage, that means it was never a marriage. If there was never a marriage, that means she was never allowed to eat Truma.
So what's her status? Is she a divorcee?
No.
She's never married.
If they annul the marriage, which they don't do, we'll soon the Gemara, then she was never engaged. She never had Kedusha with him. She doesn't need a get. She would be allowed to marry a Kohen. So these are the two reasons why the Gemara says that even though everybody agrees, like not what Ula said, well, Ula said, Dvar Teira, a woman who had Kedusha could eat Truma. Why? Because first of all, we're not afraid she can give her brothers and sisters. Second, we're not afraid they're going to nullify the marriage retroactively. Right? But the Chachamim came along for two reasons. Either because she might feed her brothers or sisters, or because they might nullify the marriage. If they nullify the Kedusha, so that means she was never allowed to eat Truma. And by the way, a non-Kohen who eats Truma is Misa B'dei Shemaim. You're killed by Hashem. Besdin doesn't kill you, but Hashem kills you. So it's pretty serious. Chacham said, we're afraid the marriage will become annulled and therefore she cannot eat Truma. When they got married, they got married.
Can't say that. It's hard to say that.
Why?
Because when she was eating Truma, it was no problem. She was attached through the Kohen, and I think it's fine. Now, from now, you're about to tell the Kedushin, okay? You can't say,
no.
This time that was eating Teruma, that's
not. When you annul the marriage,
it goes back.
From Lemafre.
Okay.
That means she was never married.
Okay.
But she never was allowed.
Not married, Kedushin.
Yeah, no Kedushin.
So then did she ever have Kedushin? No. She was eating Teruma without it.
But she was not eating illegally Teruma. She was eating legally Teruma.
But later on,
so an unattended.
Let me ask you a very simple question. The girl has Kedushin. A girl has Kedushin. Yep. 4 months later, she commits adultery. She gets killed. Yeah? Skeela, whatever, yeah? Now, a month later, they didn't punish her yet, yeah? A month later, something came up that Beis Din annulled the marriage 5 months ago. Is she gonna get killed for what she did?
No.
She was never an Eishes Ish. When she did it, she was. She was an Eishes Ish.
She thought she was.
Okay, so the same thing over here. Realistically, was she an Eishes Ish? No. Realistically, was this girl engaged to Kedushin to a Kayin? No. So was she allowed to eat Truma? No. So Chama said that's the reason she can't eat Truma. It's very simple. What?
Well, she didn't intentionally go to do it, but she still did it.
So she shouldn't be eating truma at all. Maybe this something happened.
Right.
So that's why they said...
That's midrabanan. Chacham said, listen, I said, eating truma is very severe if you're not a kohen. Chacham, we're very strict.
Don't eat.
So Gemara says, 1 minute, if that's the case, nichnasis l'chupa, if he got married to her, but didn't have relations with her, she should also not be allowed to eat truma. Why? Because maybe he might see something wrong with her, a blemish, and he'll nullify the marriage retroactively, so that day or two she ate truma, she wasn't allowed to, if that's the reason. So Gemara says, no. When a guy's ready to get married, first he checks her out, and then he brings her into the chuppah. And the Gemara says, not here, but Rashi brings down, the Gemara explains like this.
The women check her out.
Oh, to say, he has his relatives. Okay? If a guy's going to get married to a girl, yeah, he has his women relatives in the city, okay, and their bathhouses, that people bathe naked.
Was the tradition in the old
country? Yeah, they, huh?
In the old country, it was a tradition.
The what?
The bathe.
The relatives checked them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not officially. I mean,
in the bathhouse.
In the bathhouse, there were, so the guy got the relatives. So he says, he's never gonna go to the chuppah without really checking her out that there are no blemishes. Talking about physical blemishes over here. That there are no blemishes. So not only is there no external, the Gemara is going to differentiate soon, external blemishes that he sees right away. Right? The Gemara says, we learned in Kedushin, you're not allowed to do Kedushin with a woman until you see her. Why? Because you might see blemishes on her, you know, you might see blemishes that you're going to hate her guts, and the Torah says, after Echa Kamecha. Right? But the Gemara says, you could, but you shouldn't.
Okay.
But the internal blemishes, the Gemara says, Kedushin, the Gemara holds now, by the way. He didn't check her out yet. He didn't have the relatives check her out because it was only Kedushin. So by Kedushin, it's possible that they could find out a blemish, because he didn't check it out before. They'll find a blemish, and they'll annul the wedding. So then she'll be eating truma against halacha. But once he takes her into the chuppah, she was already pre-checked for any bugs.
Another tradition we had, a kohen would only marry a bas kohen, in most cases.
Yeah.
That would eliminate a lot of problems.
The Gemara says, a Yisrael who marries a bas kohen, it's not a good wedding unless if he's a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, an halacha brings down, the Rebbe always used to tell this to you should learn a mesechta, even a short one. Once he learns a tractate, so he's already a scholar. So it's not a... Unless the guy's a kohen, if a kohen marries a bas kohen, then he doesn't have to learn because he's a kohen, so it's a good shidduch already. Okay, but the Gemara asks you a question. If that's the case, you're worried about blemishes to annul the wedding, so why by a slave? Is a slave allowed to eat truma? A slave of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Maybe one day he'll check him out and see blemishes, and it will annul the buying of the slave, and then the slave wasn't the slave, and he's eating truma.
He's not going to marry the rebbe. If he has a blemish, doesn't mind.
Oh, 1 second. The Gemara says like this. Elamiyat, the Gemara says, Eved kohen shalachu mi Yisrael, if that's the case, an Eved of a kohen that was bought from a Yisrael should not eat truma. Mishum Simfim, because maybe he'll nullify the sale, the buying of the Eved, and the Eved comes out, is eating truma, and he's not allowed to. So the Gemara says no. Simfim ba'avonim leka. Okay, there's no annulment by an Eved. Why not? So like this. I abroi, if the defect of the Eved is out, seen outside, like the guy's missing a hand or a foot or something, right? No. But Kachazale, he saw when he bought him. Mm-hmm. When he bought an Eved, yeah, the external blemishes, again, missing a hand, missing a head, whatever. He's not going to buy him. But, the Gavoy, if you're talking about internal blemishes, who cares? He's not living with the guy. Lemlocha Kaboy, he needs him for work. v'shebeseis, and hidden blemishes which are covered, the master doesn't care, because he could still work. He could still work, so it's not a problem. So the Gemara says like this though, but nim seganef, what happens if you find out the slave to be a ganef? In other words, the guy buys a slave, a month or two later, he finds out the guy was a thief, the ganef, right? So now he doesn't want him anymore. He's going to steal everything. Or, right, or could be Eustace. Rashi says, interesting, Machlek, we'll discuss in a second. Rashi says, a kibustus is a kidnapper. So the din is, he deserves it. The Gemara is trying to find out, the Gemara's question was, if you talk about blemishes that annul a marriage, so why don't you have blemishes that annul a slave? So the Gemara says like this, if it's outside blemishes, the guy saw him. So obviously there are no outside blemishes. Inside blemishes, he doesn't care. The guy's working. What does he care what he looks like inside? Maybe he's a thief. Maybe he's a kidnapper. Where it actually learns. So then he deserves it. Why? Because everybody knows that slaves steal. And you bought him anyway. You can't say you found out later he's a ganef. The Gemara says all avadim steal. Huh?
Yeah.
So you said...
Hi, Rabbeinu.
Hi.
Bother somebody? Okay.
What can I do for you?
Bo, Danny. Oh, my God. Hi, I don't know. Brit Mila, shall I talk to
you? What day?
Bo,
I have to know what day, what time.
And he got more than that.
So, כשיהיה, תדע.
לא, רק שנדע, יש אפשרות, כי אנחנו בודקים כמה...
בבוקר, בערב.
בבוקר. בוקר, צהריים, כזה, עם קייטרינג.
אפשר, זה יהיה קשה, נדבר. כי מי יקור? לא, מי לא.
I'm the brother-in-law of דפנה, מלשטיין.
Okay.
The donation, I'm not so
here for the... I know.
You want also give...
מה המספר שלך, אפשר לקבל?
Yeah. One second.
תודה רבה. אפשר להסתכל רגע פה?
כן, כן, כן. It's a little mess now because we moved out from... whatever, okay. So the Gemara says, if by an Eved, there's also blemishes. Yeah, but the Gemara said, 1 minute, let's analyze what type of blemishes. Outside blemishes, you see. Inside blemishes, you don't care. He's a ganef for this. It wouldn't mean a blemish. He's supposed. It's self understood. The guy's a ganef.
And then see, what? And
so if you bought him, then obviously you know he's a ganef. What do you mean you found out he's a ganef? If you want to nullify the sale,
that's how he becomes a slave.
You can't. No, I'm talking about Jewish slaves. You're talking about Jewish slaves. No, but the guy. See, he says like this: list a mezoyin or gmichtav lemalchus, or maybe the guy was an armed robber, or he was a death warrant by the government. He says, Hanukoliously. They have a voice. These are, now everybody knows about that. So what do you mean you didn't know? So therefore, the Gemara basically answered like this. Simfin, according to the opinion, says, why can't the girl, Midrabanan, eat truma when she had kedushin with a kohen? Because they might annul the marriage. The kedushin, right? So Gemara said, I and Eved is the same thing. Gemara said, by Eved is not realistic. There's no such thing as a blemish by an Eved that he didn't know about. If it's inside blemish, he doesn't care. If he's a kidnapper. But Rashi says, it's interesting, Rashi says that the guy was a kidnapper. Okay? So, Taisus asks in Rashi, according to the Gemara, comes out, the Gemara many places say that most avodim steal. But Taisus proves from a Gemara that kidnapping not everybody does. So therefore, Taisus learns that what does a kubustus mean? A gambler.
Well, we have this word too, kubia.
Huh?
We have it, kubia.
What, you mean a gambler?
No, they use it in Mishnah, no?
Sachle b'kubia. Yeah.
Same thing, no?
Yeah, you're right. Taisus says, it doesn't make sense that most avodim kidnap. So therefore, he says, Rabbeinu Hanano learns, Mesachik b'kuvya. Okay, so he says, what's wrong with that? Yeah? Because people that kidnap hide a lot of things. They need money for gambling, so they hide a lot of things. So that's it. But the Gemara says, then you should have accepted, this is what they do. Most of them gamble, most of them steal. So then it's not called a blemish that you're gonna nullify the so Gemara says you'll never have a case where you can annul a buying of an eved. But a woman, you could. Yeah? Okay, so this, the Gemara's not done yet with this. But the Gemara says, basically the bottom line of it is, Minatera she could eat, Chacham said no. Okay, now the Gemara's gonna say, like, what's the difference between the two reasons? One reason is because you might give her brothers and sisters, and the other one because you might end up annulling the marriage. Right? So the Gemara says, what's the halachic difference between the two? But they both say you can't eat. This one says because she might feed her brothers, and this one says they might annul the marriage. So Mar says, Michti, Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, whether Ula or Rav Shmuel Barav, Yehuda, Lo Yochle, she doesn't, Mid Rabbanu, she can't eat Truma, Mar Benai, what's the difference? Okay? So Mar says like this. Kibo, Masar, Vahalach. Kibo means, in a case where the husband says, you know what? I'm doing kedushin with you, no matter what blemish you have.
Love is blind.
No, he's blind, but he says it. He says, I'm marrying you, no matter what blemish you have. Now, so therefore, it's impossible for that reason of blemish to nullify the marriage. It's not going to happen because he said, clearly I accept you for what you are. Right? So you can never annul the marriage because of that. But the fear of giving the brothers and sisters still exists. Or, Masad, the father gave her over. Remember we learned before in the Gemara, the father gives the girl over to the agents of the husband. Yeah? So she's not home anymore. Right? If she's not home, then there's no fear she's going to feed her brothers and sisters. She's not home anymore. But according to the thing, you might annul the marriage, that does exist. Or halach means actually the father's agents went with the husband's agents to deliver the girl. So basically, the Gemara says two differences basically. One is if the guy accepted her even with blemishes, which in that case, you can never have a case of sinfon to annul the marriage. So then even rabbinically, she would be allowed to eat truma. But according to the other reason, that you might give the brothers and sisters, that reason still exists. Or, the other way is the opposite. If the girl already went with the chassan's family, yeah, so she's not home anymore, we're not afraid anymore, he's gonna give it to the brothers and sisters, right? But we're still afraid that they might annul the marriage. And then she ate shuma shalei kalach. Mara says before, okay, now. Now this, though, remember we said before that the chassan checks out the woman with the blemishes, yeah? So now the question is like this. The 12 months are up, so she eats truma. Correct? She has to support her. Why aren't we afraid there might be blemishes and he'll annul the marriage? So why could she eat truma then?
Because you assume that by that time they've checked her out.
So it says, the Mefarshim explained very simple. A guy, if he's not marrying after 12 months and he has to support her, he's going to have the family check her out first. He said, if I'm not planning to marry anyway, why should I give her now money to live if I'm not want to marry her? So regardless, the Gemara says, the guy will have the relatives check out the woman, not right after Kedushin maybe, right? But afterwards,
before the chuppah,
definitely he's going to have it checked out completely by the relatives. Or by friends, whatever. He'll have the proper people checking her out. Then the Gemara says later, by the way, that when the chassan marries her, then he really gives her a check over. Then he checks himself, he checks her out more than the relatives would have. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Rav Tarfon says, remember like this, the guy, 12 months came by, he didn't marry her, he has to support her, right? So Rav Tarfon says if he's a Kohen, he can give her all truma. Rav Akiva says 50-50. Okay, so Gemara says like this. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva of half truma and Rav Tarfon says whole truma is only bebas kohen lekohen. If a daughter of a kohen had kedusha with a kohen, avo bas yisrael lekohen. Okay, but a bas yisrael for a kohen, everybody says even Rav Tarfon only 50-50. Okay. Now, what does this mean? It means like this. This is what Abaye says. A girl who is her whole life a bas kohen, right? She's eaten truma her whole life. She knows how to protect truma from becoming tamei. She knows how to deal with it. So then, in that case, because she knows what to do, Rav Tarfon says, and you can give her all truma. Right? But a bas Yisrael never ate truma in her life. She's not going to know what to do. It's not fair. Abaye says, even then Rav Tarfon, who says you can give her all truma, would agree also 50-50. Because she has to be able to eat when she's tummy. She has to be able to eat. It's not fair. When did Rav Tarfon, Abaye says, when does Rav Tarfon say you can give her all truma? If a bas kohen had kedusha with a kohen, so she's used to it already, so then you can give her all truma. Even then, Rabbi Kiva says, no, 50-50. Vamir Abaye, Abaye said another thing. Machlekes, this whole machlekes, if it's half or whole truma, is only an arusa, only if there was kedusha. Okay? Now, Avol b'nesua, if she's married, remember we're talking about a bas kohen over here. He's married, everybody says 50-50. Meaning like this. What do you mean? The Gemara says in the old times there were people, he got married to her, but she had herself in her own apartment. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Abaye says the second then. When a girl is only an arusa, okay, then Rav Tarfon says you can give her all truma, bas kohen. Why? Because she's still living at home. Her father will take care of her. He'll sell the truma appropriately. He'll guard the truma appropriately. The father is there to take care of it. But a girl who got married, she moves out of the father's house, and she's a bas kohen. She'll be eating herself. Who's going to take care of her? So then Abaye says, even Rav Tarfon would agree in that case, because there's nobody to take care of her, you have to give her 50-50. In other words, what the way Abaye is saying is like this. When does Rav Tarfon say, you can give her all truma? When she's a bas kohen who has somebody to take care of her. Because then you give all truma, then the family will decide what to do. But if she gets married, but she doesn't have a father to take care of her, and her husband's not interested in her, he's just giving her food. So then, he has to give her 50-50.
The Kohanim can eat also not teruma, but they only have to eat only.
No.
They can eat both.
Anything.
Okay, option, yeah?
If they're power.
They can eat hot dogs, hamburger.
So I have a question. One of the things I said is that because the girl that's a bas Yisrael doesn't know how to handle truma.
Right.
Now she's living on her own. Who's teaching her how to handle the truma for the 50-50?
No. Once she has 50-50, She's already mentally, she said, okay, I'll have this food to eat in time or whatever.
She's instructed. You eat this when you...
Yeah, but I'm saying, she'll know, but she, Bas Yisrael, until she gets married, really doesn't know.
Right.
And especially, don't forget, she's still by her father, because 12 months came, and he didn't marry her. He was supposed to marry, the wedding date came, he didn't marry her. So he has to feed her. But where is she? Either in a house alone, the Gemara says,
right,
or with their father. So the father's Yisrael, he's going to take care of her. But if it's a Bas Kohen LeKohen, or Abai says, if she got married, then Rabbi Tarfon also says you have to give her 50-50. That means, in simple English, Rabbi Tarfon says you can give her all truma when there's somebody else to take care of her. But if she's all alone, even Rabbi Tarfon would say you have to give her 50-50.
And it's about kind.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we learn this as if when the girl is like mekudeshet, but not nisuin, so there is no shayachot between her and the father? She's like mostly connected to the future husband?
No.
And still she's connected to the husband?
She still lives at home.
But this is like so much.
Marriage is what takes her out. Even a ketana who gets married, even though we learned before in the Gemara, you shouldn't marry off your kid when she's a ketana, but bin Rabbanan, but when a father marries off his kid when she's 10, and the husband dies and divorces her, the father has no connection to her anymore.
But here's a big chiddush that she's mekudeshet, she can eat teruma. She go out of the father. The father is not Kohen.
Right.
But the future husband, so he goes to the husband.
Because he acquired her.
That's what I'm saying. She's going out, but not completely. Like
not completely. Because she's not married to the guy.
She has a luck boat.
In other words, Kedushin doesn't connect the woman to the husband.
No?
Kedushin forbids her for the rest of the world. He can't live with her. Right? He acquired her, but what does the acquisition do? Because she can't live with him either. The acquisition only took her away from everybody else in the world. So she's not connected really to him too much either. Marriage, chuppah, that's when she goes into the husband. No, that's kedushin. No, meaning you're sanctified
to me,
meaning you can't marry anybody else.
Oh, that's the same thing. Yes.
That means you can't marry anybody else because you're mine.
But it still is not, when is that becomes her? By the chuppah.
Like, chuppah.
On the chuppah.
Right.
After the Sheva Brachos.
Not
the... No. I mean, the Sheva Brachos is the chuppah, not the
chuppah.
Not the weaker Sheva Brachos.
No, I understand. But it's still seven brachos under the chuppah that make the chuppah.
Yeah. Then the question is, what chuppah is? Chuppah yichud. The Ashkenazim, they do yichud after the chuppah. By Sfarim, they do it under the chuppah. When they wrap them in the talis,
oh,
that's yichud by the Sfarim. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't go to yichud afterwards.
Oh,
that's the yichud they do under the chuppah. But she's not the husband's until she marries him. And even if the date comes that they're supposed to get married and they don't, she's his more in respect that he has to feed her and house her and support her. Because that was the deal. He's going to marry on this day, meaning now I support you. The Kedushin, he doesn't have to support her. Like years ago, Abba Mekadesh was a year before, yeah? Like we're learning here. He didn't have to feed her for that year. Nothing. She's not his yet.
So he say if somebody else has a relation, so get punished. But what about if he has a relation with her?
He can't get punished, but it's not allowed to.
It's not with this tequila or
whatever. It's no schmi, whatever you, whatever.
It's not
you.
Like other people.
No.
Because it's kedushin.
Right.
That was my question.
What?
I was going to ask that.
Kedushin makes your Eishes Ish for everybody in the world. Not for him. But he still can't live with her because he's not married to her.
Yeah, very technical. And not everybody knows Kedushin is so in there. What is different?
Because today we do it together.
Yeah.
Today we do the Kedushin under the chuppah. That's part A. Yeah. Part B is the Shabbat Brachas, which is the Chuppah, Nunusuin. And as we said, that's why we read the Ksuba in between, just to make a break. Years ago, when they had Kedushin first, and 12 months later they did the Chuppah, they didn't read the Ksuba under the Chuppah. They didn't read the Ksuba under the Chuppah. There was no need to. Ksuba is a financial responsibility that a husband has to a wife. It has nothing to do with the marriage ceremony.
Whether you read it or not.
Yeah. Years ago, when people knew how to read Aramaic, the reading of Ksuba was the least honorable honor at the wedding. The least. The Shamus, Yukul, because everybody knew how to read without vowels Aramaic then. It was like the least, it's like nothing. Today it's a big thing, give it to the rabbi or shishiva, because nobody could read it, so today it's a big honor that, you know, that they read it. But the ksuba itself, what you read is just to make a break. Could have gone for a coffee break, I don't know, whatever.
Just a little clip, you know.
Yeah, show a little movie.
How about they don't explain the ketubah to the chatan and kalub before all the ceremony? Do they don't do? Or they? Because like Persian, they sit down in the room and they explain everything to them.
Yeah, it takes 3 hours and then everybody signs it.
And lots of things.
No, how about don't explain it to them?
I usually, before the chuppah, the kabbalah, personally, I do what I do.
Something.
I say to the chatan, read the ketubah. Do you know what it says? And I tell him, if he doesn't know, I tell him Bekitzer briefly what the Ksuba says. Yeah. The Kala doesn't have to know because it's his responsibility to her, so she doesn't have to know what she can, has to know what he has to give. But if it's like a non-firm couple, a lot of times I'll meet with them before and go through the Chuppah just that she know what's going on, what Ariat Mekadeshesli means, and what happens when they say it, and the basic financial responsibilities of the Ksuba that they should know. Yeah, they should know what this, you know, they have to know what to sign. They don't sign it, but they have to know what they're binding themselves to. Okay, the Gemara just says like this. Tanya Nami Hochi. So we learn Takin the Bryce of the Kabbayah said. Rab Tarfin Eimer, the Gemara explains what our Mishnah says. Rab Tarfin says, Nason Law Hakol Truma. Yeah, give her everything. Truma, Rab Kiva says 50-50. But then the Bryce continues. Bamed Vodim Amurim. When does Rab Tarfin say what he says? Bas Koyin, Lekoyin, who knows how to deal with it, then you give her all Truma. Avu Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, this is exactly what Abaye said. But if a Bas Yisrael marries a Koyin, everybody says, even Rab Tarfin says, Machsa Machsa Truma. And then the Braitha condemned, Bamed Vorem Amorim Ba'arusa. Because then she's still living in the father's house. So she has somebody to take care of the Truma for her. Avo Benesil, once she gets married and she's out of her father's house, and because they would eat themselves the food without it, so Divrei Hakol Machse Chulin or Machse Truma. Then everybody, Ms. Mamish, what Abaye said? When does Rab Tarfin say that you give her all Truma if it's a Bas Koyin Lekoyin and it's only Edison, when the father will take care of her? Okay. So far there's two opinions. Rab Tarfin says all Truma. Rabbi Kiva says 50-50. Yeah? Now comes along a third opinion. Rabbi Yudav and Beseda Imer? No. Neisin lo shte yodish shol truma va'achas shol chulin. Not half-half, not whole. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder says like this. Two-thirds truma, one-third chulin. Two parts, it literally means. Two parts truma, one part chulin.
Where do you get it from?
Huh?
Where do you get it from?
That's what Rabbi Kiva. In other words, he agrees with Rabbi Kiva because there are times she's not, but he says a third is enough. We're not done yet. There's five opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Emed, Nathan Lahakol Truma. He also gives Rabbi Tavni, give her all Truma, but with it, she could buy chulin. Meaning, Rabbi Tarf, okay.
That's cheap. Nobody buys it, he said.
Right. That's why, this is the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin says, you give her exactly truma. I shall sell it for less and she'll be... Rabbi Tarfin doesn't care. It's very strict, Rabbi Tarfin. Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You have to give her enough truma that even when she sells it cheap, she'll be able to buy regular food with the money. Because she sells truma cheap, right? So let's say, according to this, Rabbi Tarfin says, you give her 5 pounds truma. Yeah? Part of the truma she's going to have to sell and she won't have tough luck. Rabbi Yehuda says she needs 5 pounds of food. That means you have to give her, let's say, 7 pounds of truma. That when she sells it, she'll be able to have enough to eat of the chulin.
That's why she said two-thirds? He's getting more than half.
No.
Rabbi
Yehuda says you can give her all truma. But not the exact amount. Like Rabbi Tarfin says, you have to give her extra truma. You can give her all truma. But you have to give her enough truma that when she sells the truma, she should be able to buy regular food with it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a different story. He says, "Kol makom shuhuskeru truma, any place the Torah says you give her truma, nitzin kiflayim b'chulin. You have to give her double of what she would get in chulin." This is very interesting. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, let's say she needs 5 pounds of food. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have to give her 10 pounds of food.
Truma.
10 pounds of truma.
Right, for the 5 pounds.
For the 5 pounds that she can get chulin for.
Right. But if he gave her chulin, he doesn't have to give the
right
extra amount.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying he wants to give her truma because it's easier for him.
Yeah.
Unload it. So Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda also says she could sell it." So Gemara says, "The difference is the effort of selling truma, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds you give an equal truma in value chulin, she'll have to make the effort to find customers. Okay." She'll have to get customers. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you give her so much, truma, double, okay, she'll be able to find customers and sell it easily.
Why we don't say this logic that the Torah said to not put michshol in front of somebody? So why he wants to give him truma, maybe he's go and...
Because she's allowed to eat truma, why do I have to give him more?
No, because maybe we're talking, maybe...
Let me ask you a question. The Torah says a person has a slave, he has an obligation to feed him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Does he have to give him prime rib and lamb chops and expensive fish?
No.
He can give him
cheap food.
Yeah. Okay. He has to feed the wife?
Yeah.
Remember, this is all the case. The date came and he didn't marry her. Right? So the question, how much do you have to give her?
The cheapest.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to give her, okay, let's say truma is a certain, not half of regular food. Right? Let's say it's not half. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to give her 10 pounds of truma. You can give her 7 pounds of truma. Right? Because she'll sell this, she'll get 5 pounds. But then it's going to be hard for her to sell because she's going to have to get the best deal for Truma. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. We want to make it easy for her. Give her 10 pounds. She'll be able to sell it because normally it's only a third. Right? This is double. She'll be able to sell it easily and she'll be able to have her food.
Were you able to buy truma in the open market?
Yeah. But only Kohanim
could eat it.
Could eat it, so only Kohanim could buy it.
If you had Kohanim for guests and you wanted to...
And you have to be a Kohanim to sell it. You can't just have a store or sell truma.
Right, because you can't sell something that's not yours.
But also, you can't touch truma.
No, a Kohanim could sell produce to Yisrael, and then Yisrael will sell it to a Kohanim.
For who?
For the woman. Okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if 7 pounds of truma, let's say she needs 5 pounds to eat, okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, you have to give her enough truma that she can get 5 pounds of chulin. So how much would that be? 7. Okay, let's say. But she would have to go to the market and negotiate deals to get the most she can for truma, which is going to be hard. So she might not end up with 5 pounds. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we're going to take care of this girl. She's going to get 10 pounds. For sure she'll be able to sell the truma easily to get her 5 pounds of food that she needs.
She'll lower the price and she'll sell it.
And she'll sell it.
Side question, truma needed special kelim or any kelim?
For what?
To prepare it for the kohanim when they prepared it? Or?
Yeah, because it became absorbed. The pot became absorbed with truma, then he saw can't eat it. It's a funny word to use, treif. It's like, for Yisrael, it's treif. I mean, it's not treif, it's holy, it's truma, but for him, it's treif, he can't eat it.
What do we learn from here? What is underlying all this discussion? That we thinking the husband might not end up marrying? Is it negative or positive? What
you mean why the husband didn't marry her when he's supposed to?
Why all this discussion, give him half, give him a whole truma, give him more, less?
He has to support her.
So why some of them are more, some of them are less?
Some have more pity on the girl, some don't have pity on the girl.
Nothing to do with the husband maybe end up getting married, not end up marrying? Nothing to do with that?
Don't forget, they had a number of wives, right? Before Rabbeinu Gershon. Okay, they had a number of wives, and it was like, they got married, they divorced. It was like, it wasn't like, you marry somebody. The guys had wives that the wives didn't even know of each other. People traveled for business, right? Don't forget, there was absolutely no communication. Correct? The guy went to a different city even. He could have had a wife in that city. Besides his wife at home. Right? But he would have to support both of them. And it could be both wives never met each other, never knew each other. And remember, in those days, women stayed home. They weren't out there in the world. Right? So,
let's see with the other women.
Yeah, but, okay.